fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back to our fine guest, John Nichols from The Nation and the Cap Times, locally here in Madison. John, always appreciate you coming around and sticking around. John, I may have been a little hyperbolic about the trucker convoy coming from Pennsylvania, at least on that end. Apparently, reportedly, they only had one truck show up, one full-size 18-wheeler. And the truck that did show up had two flat tires. So the commencement of the convoy was delayed by about an hour and 45 minutes. But apparently there's a truck and like five pickup trucks, you know, that are rolling down the interstate heading to D.C.
Have we established perhaps, I mean, here's an outside chance, that Americans are more rational than Canadians? I don't think, you know, this could be a great patriotic moment.
Well, the man said, Bob Bolas, apparently he's sort of the instigator in Pennsylvania. He's got a little bit of a racist background. But Bob said, you know, if he didn't get like 25 trucks, he wasn't even going to leave. But apparently got a little embarrassed, John, and got on the road, put the hammer down.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have enough trucks, it's silly to sit around and, you know, with the cameras on. It's much better to hit the road and, you know, get out of the camera lens.
Well, it's going to be hard to shut down the beltway with one truck. Folks, you are listening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a challenge. He's going to have to weave a lot, so. John. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's John Nichols. John, you published a new piece at the Cap Times today. You were talking about the gubernatorial race. And what'd you title our Republican entrance? Something like Dumb and Dumber. You're talking about Clayfish and Ram Jam, right?
Well, Ram Jam first, then Clayfish. You know, I think that's the proper order of things. Because, you know, I don't think it's nice to say that politicians are cynical and that they're just doing things to get votes. I think we should trust them in what they say and believe that they're sincere. And so here's the interesting thing. You know, Rampin, you know, is clearly believes that we should overturn the 2020 election because he thinks there was massive fraud, even though that's been completely disproven at every turn. So, you know, we could say he's a cynical politician who's just lying, but that's kind of mean. So I think we should accept that he's ignorant, right? That he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what's going on. And that's tragic, but, you know, he's not the first ignorant politician. But here's the interesting thing. So Rebecca Clayfish, who's the former lieutenant governor of the state and has been involved in politics for decades, you know, she's pretty experienced. She's pretty engaged with stuff. And last September, she said, when asked if she thought Joe Biden had won Wisconsin 2022, she said, yeah, I do. She accepted the results of the 2020 election. Now, when she's asked the same question, she waffles on it and says, oh, you know, we're waiting for some investigations. We're going to see what Gableman comes up with. So somehow, since September, Rebecca Clayfish has become ignorant, which is a pretty incredible thing. And she's become, apparently, if not as ignorant as Rampin, at least comparable. And so I do think that we're looking at a Republican primary where there is a competition to prove that one of the other candidates is the most ignorant candidate. And remarkably, I think in a bit of an insult to Republican voters, they seem to think that the Republican voters will choose the most ignorant candidate, hence Dumb and Dumber.
Now, I like how you look at the world, John, but I got to ask you, I think that Rebecca Clayfish is not ignorant. I think she's, you know, triangulating, trying to be strategic or something of the sort.
So you're saying she's a liar?
Perhaps. You know,
you're so mean, man. That's very cruel.
Well, come on, man. You know, a tiger doesn't change its spots. She's not dumb so much as, of course, she's, let's just say she's being politically expedient. But, John, I do agree with your assessment of Ram Jam. He may be just dumb as a rock.
Well, I didn't say that.
I said that.
Because I've seen some rocks that, you know, pretty useful, right? But, you know, if we accept that there's clearly there's a little bit of an intellectual uptake challenge there, right? A little bit of a gap. because this is somebody who cannot be informed even with information, that somehow it doesn't take, it doesn't, you know, get traction with him. So, okay, we're going to say that about him. But don't you think that he comes out better than Clayfish? Because as bad as he may be, Clayfish used to be on the, yeah, I know Biden won side. She has now, once this guy gets in the race, somehow lost the thread and turned into a, well, I don't know who won the election candidate. That's a pretty weird place to be.
Well, it's Tim time. Well, you know, maybe Ram Jam is a true believer. I believe he believes the fiction.
I think he does. I think there's truth in that. But I think there's another possibility with Clayfish, and I don't think we should rule this out. She may want one of those pillow guy pillows.
I think Joel would buy her a pillow. Hey, buddy.
See, I think that might be the key to it.
If Rantham is not worthy of an assembly staffer, if Robin Voss is going to strip him of his lone staffer, how can the very same Robin Voss support the Gableman and sign off on something approaching 100 subpoenas, he claims? And even though apparently, according to Robin Voss just earlier today, says that the Gableman investigation is going to wrap up like next week, but that he hopes that he continues to pursue and perhaps jail Democrats. Does that make Robin just a little fascist?
Well, what it makes Robin is desperate and scared, right? Because at one time he is saying, yeah, the thing's going to be done in like a week because, you know, I actually, this is my investigation. It's not Gableman's, it's Voss's investigation. And I'm going to pull the rug out from under it. But I don't want to tell my dim-witted supporters that that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to say that I think it's going to wrap up in about a week, but I sure hope he pursues it. Well, he's essentially saying, you go ahead and do it on your own, Gableman, because I don't want to be associated with you anymore, except in the eyes of people that are obsessed with what Gableman's doing. And frankly, if we could throw one other piece onto the table here, how can Voss be so upset with Rampant, right, and take away a staffer, but he's not upset with Rebecca Clayfish, who is now clearly bending to say that she's pretty close to where Rampant's at?
Well, he did come out and
say, I dare say that Robin may be, you know, playing a little politics here.
Well, he did tell Nicholson to stay out of the race, right?
No, he's clearly in the tank for Clayfish. He is clearly trying to give the nomination to Clayfish, but the wheels are coming off that thing.
John,
he may be on the ticket with Rampant.
John Nichols, the wheels would come off then. Always appreciate coming around on the Devils Advocates Radio Show. More of this big product. My little buddy Dominic joins us next. John, always appreciate coming around. Thanks again.
Honored to be with you and with the band Heart.
Thank you, sir.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Bam, bam. Well, see you later.